Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the Democrats still hoping they can get a deal within their own caucus, both in the Senate and in the House, to be able to move these packages forward for infrastructure and so-called human infrastructure as well. And Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, said that he's pretty optimistic about this, apparently. Let's talk about it with ABC News correspondent Karen Travers at the White House. Follow her on Twitter, at Karen Travers. Good morning to Karen. What do you have to say?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just going to warn you, I'm doing a little bit of deja vu all over again, because we're kind of in the same boat as we were yesterday when we talked about this. There hasn't been any big step forward that we've seen publicly. But as you say, Joe Manchin is sounding optimistic. He said that everybody's working in good faith and that we've got a good understanding of each other now, better than we've ever had. So certainly signaling the cards are on the table. The cards are now flipped over and everybody is working out what their priorities are and what will be and will not be included. The president said yesterday that, you know, his hope is to have an agreement before he leaves for Europe on Thursday. And that would be a big, big step in the next 48 hours. House Democrats came out of a meeting late last night and said that they're on track, but they're not quite there yet. But I think this is interesting, and we've talked about this a lot over the past couple of months. We heard from Congresswoman Jayapal, who's the leader of the progressives in the House.
Yeah.
She's really putting public pressure now on the Democratic leadership. She said, nobody should take our votes for granted. There's no deal until everything is agreed to by everybody. Does that mean they're going to hold it up again like we saw last month? That's not clear. There's certainly indications now that they understand where this is going. They're not going to get everything, so they have to pick and choose. But I thought that was an interesting little warning of, like, not so fast, everybody.
Yeah,
a lot of attention being paid to the moderates. Don't forget about us.
Right. Two quick questions for you before we gotta let you go. Number one, Manchin. I thought I saw him walking away from a bunch of reporters after he had, you know, given a kind of an impromptu news conference kind of a thing and saying, guys, I'm still at 1.5. And I assumed he meant a trillion and a half, right?
Trillion.
And
$1.5 trillion.
And that's less than what we'd been hearing before, which was 1.75, correct?
Yes. That's, you know, the president has been talking behind closed doors, we're told from Democratic sources, of 1.75 to maybe 1.9 trillion, but likely more on the lower end of that. And even 1.75 is half of what he originally proposed. But if Manchin is sticking to the 1.5, or is this just a negotiating tactic, that's not clear. But that's a big difference when we're talking about
$250 billion.
And
sure
that means
is.
Things getting cut. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And the second one before I let you go. What about Senator Sinema? Has she kind of like fallen? I mean, is she popping back in here, or what's the story with her?
Nothing public. Reporters trying to ask her questions late last week. And, you know, she just doesn't engage. Now, she and her team have said that the White House and Democratic leaders know exactly what she wants and doesn't want and where she stands. She's just not doing that in public, not engaging with reporters, much to the Capitol Press Corps' consternation.
Yeah, I bet you no one's happy about that. Hey, thanks, Karen. We appreciate it. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day now. See you.
Thanks, you too.